Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Tanisha, T-A-N-I-S-H-A, Gillard, G-I-L-L-A-R-D. Tanisha Gillard is a 35-year-old woman who reports she injured her lower back at work on 2/12/18. Berchi slipped in a puddle of water and fell straight onto her back. Berchi did not have any loss of consciousness and was not seen at the emergency room period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of 2 slipped discs. Berchi received injections and radiofrequency ablation with no relief. Surgery was discussed, but she declined it. Berchi is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. I have been advised that on 6/27/19, she received an order approving settlement in the amount of 17.5%, permanent partial total to the lumbar spine for orthopedic residuals of a lumbar strain with disc herniations at L4-5 and L5-S1 and an annular tear at L5-S1. Period. New paragraph, as per the records supplied, Ms. Gillard was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Glass on 3/29/22, period. He noted that after the subject event, she was seen at AtlantiCare Emergency Room and then followed up with orthopedic occupational medicine and Rothman Institute. Period, she had a course of physical therapy, 1 epidural injection, and was placed at maximum medical improvement. Period, she now requested a reopener of her claim to pursue further treatment. Period, since September 2018, she has been working full-time and full duties as a toll taker for the Atlantic City Expressway. Period. She denies any intervening injuries to her lumbar spine. Period. History was remarkable for asthma and hypertension. Period. She had a BMI of 42.57, representing morbid obesity. Period. His review of the 4/18/18 MRI was, it showed a broad bulge at L4-5 and at L5-S1, a central and left herniation. Period. Dr. Glass noted her treatment with physical therapy and evaluation by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, and Dr. Mateer, M-E-E-T-E-E-R. Period. He diagnosed low back pain with lumbar radiculopathy, comma L4-5 broad disc bulge, and L5-S1 central and left disc herniation. Period. He recommended an updated lumbar MRI. Period. On 5/11/22, he noted this was done on 4/25/22. Compared to his view, there was a mild bulge at L4-5. Compared to L5-S1, there was a central herniation. Period. He discussed treatment options, including physical therapy and possible operative treatment. Period. He monitored her progress during a course of physical therapy on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was also seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser beginning 9/1/22 with a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He noted her course of treatment and diagnostic studies to date. Period. He learned Dr. Glass discussed she might be a candidate for fusion surgery. Period. Dr. Pulser diagnosed lumbosacral spondylosis as well as internal disc disruption in the lumbar spine. Period. He learned transforaminal injections were not of any benefit. Period. He suspected the L5-S1 level was causing the bulk of her symptoms. That could be either discogenic or possibly facet-mediated. He did recommend facet injections and possible radiofrequency rhizotomy. Appeared he wanted to avoid narcotic medications in a patient of her age. On 11/10/22, Dr. Polson performed facet joint injections bilaterally at L5-S1. But in 12/23/22, he performed a telemedicine visit. On 12/8/22, she had undergone a lumbar facet injection, which brought her relief that her pain was coming back about 3 to 4 days ago. He then followed her progress over the next many months. On 7/14/23, Dr. Pulser again performed facet injections at L4 and L5 bilaterally. On 9/8/23, he performed bilateral L4 and L5 radiofrequency rhizotomy. But the petitioner followed up with Dr. Pulser through at least 7/25/23. Actually, we'll make that through 7/25/23. In paragraph, Ms. Gillard also continued to be seen by Dr. Glass. This continued through 9/18/23. She was neurologically intact. She had normal steppage, posture, and balance with ambulation. Lumbar exam revealed anterior flexion restricted to 75 degrees with bilateral lumbosacral point tenderness. He did not observe a positive straight leg raise maneuver. At that time, she preferred to continue expectant management and home exercises. She is working full duties and from a neurosurgical perspective was deemed at maximum medical improvement. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Motion of both hips was full, but internal rotation elicited low back tenderness bilaterally. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Detent reflexes were 1+. /2 bilaterally at the patella reflexes, but were 2+ at the Achilles. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 30 degrees. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 65 degrees. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully. She was superficially tender to palpation at the lumbosacral junction as well as both sacroiliac joints. And then normal through, supine straight leg raise maneuvers. At 70 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints bilaterally. Impressions on 2/12/18. Tanisha Gillard evidently slipped and fell on her back at work. She was treated at Occupational Health and accepted an epidural injection from Dr. Woods. Appears he did undergo an MRI on 4/18/18 to be inserted here. Appeared Dr. Pulser referenced she also had a CAT scan of the cervical spine on 2/13/18 that was normal. Appeared she reached back for medical improvement and received an order approving settlement. Period. She reopened her claim in 2022. Period. Dr. Glass had her undergo another MRI to be inserted. Period. This was completed on 4/25/22 and revealed a mild bulge at L4-5 with a central herniation at L5-S1 and an annular tear at L5-S1. But this annular tear was also demonstrated on the previous MRI as per Dr. Pulser. He then provided her with additional injection and radiofrequency ablation. Surgery was discussed but not performed. Paired new paragraph, the current examination found she had variable mobility but the lumbar sacral spine. Paired additionally, sitting in supine straight leg raise maneuvers failed to correlate with one another. Paired neither elicited any radicular complaints below the knees. Paired neural tension signs were negative and she was neurologically intact. Paired she remained obese, if not morbidly so. Paired she had previously been found to be morbidly obese with a markedly elevated body mass index. Period. New paragraph. There is no increase in the permanency assessment she was previously awarded. Period. In my view, the abnormalities seen radiographically correlate with her age and obesity. Period. There clearly has not been a substantive object of progression for the worse since the time of her prior award. Period. She remains at work in a full duty capacity with another employer working as a toll collector. Period. And that is the end.